Le Tourneau 40. Life was difficult on the pioneer farm. The settlers had very little cash on hand to buy certain necessities such as sugar, salt, and flour. Most of the men had to find a suitable job during the winter to obtain cash. Many would work in the lumber camps of the north. Patrice Le Tourneau arrived in Edmonton with his second wife, Zinaïde, in 1898. Answering to Father Morin's call to colonization, they settled in the Legal area. They built a log shack and prepared the land for next year's planting season. The following spring, Patrice's brother Hubert arrived in the Legal area with his wife Elisabeth. The two Le Tourneau families united and established a winter supply trail from Edmonton to Athabasca Landing in 1907. When geologists discovered oil in Norman Wells, Northwest Territories, they added pipes to their supplies. They brought these to Athabasca Landing, and when the river's ice broke, barges carried essentials across to Norman Wells. The Le Tourneau did a lot of freighting in the winter. From early November and as long as the ice would last, Hubert and other neighbors would start freighting to Athabasca on the Athabasca Landing Trail. Archie, Hubert's son, was only 8 years old when he went along with his dad to Athabasca. He would drive a very quiet team of horses, hauling the food and feed for the trip. Often, Archie recalls sleeping under the spruce trees along the Athabasca River. They slept with their clothes on and woke up in the morning to minus 60 degree temperatures. They kept a fire going all night with all the horses and sleighs around it. There were lots of timber wolves howling, and some of them ventured close by. In the morning, they had to thaw out their food over the fire to be able to eat it. They hauled all kinds of freight to Athabasca until the railroad was built. After that, Hubert and some of his neighbors got jobs hauling pipes and other freight to Norman Wells, where there was a natural gas well. There were no roads or trails when they made their first trip. The company gave them a Cree native guide who was very familiar with the ice, where the ice was safe, and where to find shortcuts. When the job was finished in Athabasca and Norman Wells, they hauled tamarack fence posts from Thorhild Waugh and Shoal Creek. When Louis-Oscar Caron came to Legal in 1908, he joined the Le Tourneau business. In 1910, he married Edith Le Tourneau, Hubert's daughter. Life was similarly difficult for the women at home. They had to take care of the farm animals, raise the children, and do the necessary housework during those long periods of absence. The role of women is too easily forgotten in the development of the West, so it was of utmost importance to paint women in the murals to illustrate this truth. For the men, it was a long and dangerous journey. Over 200 kilometers in sub-zero temperatures would force the drivers to walk behind the horses so they wouldn't freeze. Between Oscar, Patrice, and Hubert, they freighted until 1912. Oscar's son, Edgar Caron, began his own transport business, identified by its red Caron transport trucks in the early 1940s. Caron Transport continues the family profession through their transportation business. It began in 1947 with Ed Caron, the eldest son to Oscar Caron, and four other truckers when they hauled rations north along 900 miles of the Alaskan Highway. That year, the Leduc oil boom gave the business opportunity to expand into the oil field service industry. Since then, Caron Transport Limited offers dependable service to the construction, manufacturing, oil field, petrochemical, pulp and paper, and water treatment industries. Caron is one of the largest carriers of bulk commodities in Western Canada, with a service area covering Western, Central, and Northern Canada, and the Northwestern United States. The Le Tourneau and Caron families have developed a reputation as people of high ethical standards and quality work. They are always willing to contribute to the community. For example, building the Citadel Park or the Knights of Columbus Baseball Park and working with the community's youth.